You see, I'm sort of into it. I'm not really a fanatic, but I like to associate with people who are fanatics about something, and or not religion or anything like that, mm-hmm. but they're very... Well, just for an example, whenever they have to plan these conventions or something, they have to deal with what they term mundanes, which are anyone who's not a science fiction fanatic. So they're usually what they are is the creep loser types, which you were familiar with in high school, who now have banded together and sort of give each other a feeling of superiority. And it's really, it's really a wonderful thing, because the people you see... research work. Just looking at them, you sort of know their life story, and talking to them, you're for sure about it, you know? Yeah. So, beanies with the propellers on top sometimes at the meetings, and just very weird things. So it's interesting, even if you weren't into reading science fiction, it's very interesting just being around these people, because they're not normal people at all.
If we have structure to do that, take the bids on that.
Heinlein.
Yeah, you do?
Heinlein's my
have
favorite.
Have you read his new one?
Time Enough for Love. Three times.
Have you? Oh, God, I can't get
it. Have you read Methuselah's Children?
I don't think so. I've read Stranger in a Strange Land, and the one about the revolution.
Well, those are good ones. See, Methuselah's Children starts out with Lazarus Long, and this is how... you know, the Howard families, and it's got some background material. Anyway, I've read all of his books, and he's written 30 of them. So once you read all of them, and then you read Time Enough for Love, you've really got a perspective on it, because he's built sort of a future history,
yes,
where a lot of his stories interrelate, and one character may be minor in one story, and then in another book, he's the main character.
He's got an anthology, right, called Future History or something like that?
Right. That's a good book to read.
I read that anthology, too.
Yeah, well, that's a good book to read.
Yeah, I like him.
But I like him, and then there's a lot of other ones that aren't super well-known I like. Anne McCaffrey is good. She's only written about 5 books. And this guy, Andy Offit, who's a local guy who writes... Well, he wrote pornographic books under the name of John Cleave for a living. He lives on a farm in Kentucky. And he's a great speaker and just a hysterical guy. And his humor is carried over into his literature. That's why I read that now. But basically, would you like to know what I read? Would that be of any interest?
To me, yeah.
Okay. I started out, well, in college it was, you know, the intellectual stuff.
Hesse,
Proust, Kafka, Sartre, you know, all that junk. Well, I mean, it's interesting, and I was into it at the time, and I really thought I was going to get some insight, you know, and I'd even delve out all of these. Once I'd find a guy, I'd read every novel he'd ever written. You know, Lagerkvist, the Swedish guy that won the Nobel Prize, and of course, you know, that's a big, sort of a big joke. They really favor the Swedes there. And but even though he's good and all these stuff is great literature and it's really nice, it's just no fun. I mean, they write for such a small audience. My favorite writer is Mickey Spillane. I do have the complete novels of Mickey Spillane, and I'm now reading them for the third time and making little notes, because I'm hoping to write a science fiction novel with a character similar to Mickey Spillane's characters, which are real sort of... I'm going to write it humorously, because you can't take his characters seriously, because they're reactionary right-wingers, commie haters, parent, you know, John Birchers, yes, just the whole thing, but he is so rabid about it, it's funny. I mean, you can see that in some of Heinlein's earlier books about the, you know, the fallout shelter. He wrote one about the guy who prepared for the fallout shelter, and he was going to, if anyone knocked on the door, he was going to shoot him, because he only prepared for his family and that type of stuff. But, I don't know, I sort of like writers that write for the masses, but not all of them. Bestsellers I usually tend to steer away from, because